So we begin now the fourth motivator. This is in the 13th chapter of the second Shar. Haderech Harvi'i, the fourth manner by which a person awakens himself to repent. And more specifically, as we've already said at the beginning of each of the motivators, how one motivates himself to enter into a state of awe, a state of yira, of Hashem and His presence in this world, and His constant being and our constant attachment and our constant interaction with God. Nowhere else do we have the most refined and pure form of interaction with the divine will than we have in this motivator, to learn Torah. Torah in itself, in its very essence, is the will of God enclosed within word. The previous motivators, the first being seeing that one's troubles are the results of one's sins, as we had talked about, is a means by which a person can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conversation with him, his direct manipulation of his life to awaken him to return, to awaken him to cleave unto Hashem, to cleave unto the Divine. And the second manner which we had referred to, the second of the motivators talked about, is one grows old. Part of the very cycle of the world and nature itself, nothing being chance. The entire aging process itself is a gift to each and every one of us to awaken within ourselves to return to God. To recognize that we are going to come to meet our Maker in time. And that we must break our habits as the true essence of desire begins to wane and there no longer exists the physical drive. We need then to break the habits and enter into a cycle of positive movement towards God. And then in the third motivator, again we see the relationship and interactionship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the accepting of words of reproof by our interactions with fellow Jews. The Hashkahat Pratit, the divine providence of placing us in touch with others, who will then be able to perceive our state of being from an outside eye and give us direct assistance to return to Hashem. The interaction with Hashem continues in many different forms. It's recognizing these interactions that develops within us the awe, the yira that we have said many times is necessary for us to be able to enter into a state of constant return to God, of constant cleaving to Hashem. This fourth motivator, the learning of Torah, in many senses is the ultimate of our interactions with Hashem, as it is a direct connection of our soul to God's will. And being that powerful element, we've seen that others such as the Ramchal have said that the backbone of any growth must be the learning of Torah and introspection, the application on a daily basis, looking into oneself and recognizing where he is not set into the right path. בעת אשר יהגה האדם בתורת השם ויקרא בדברי הנביאים והכתובים. At the time that a person begins to apply himself to the Torah of Hashem and to read the words of the prophets and their writings, ויבין בנועם המוסרים וירא האזהרות והעונשים. A person will come to see in a direct fashion the important directions that are being set for him. He begins to see the greatness of Hashem and a development of the awe that we must have, and a fear from the various simple statements of warning that Hashem gives to us, and the various possible punishments. On the most base level, the Torah reveals to us on human physical terms the possible punishments that come to us. Certainly this is not the higher level of awe that we should be striving for, the recognition of God, but it is the beginning. It is a lower form of awe. It is the fear of punishment that begins the process of moving forward. Just like a small child who does not yet appreciate and understand the importance of fulfilling the wishes of his parents must be prodded in the right direction through rewards and punishments, so to us in our initial ascent towards God begin with the same sort of prodding of rewards and punishments.
יחרד לדברים ויכין ליבו להטיב דרכיו ומעליו.
A person should be zealous to follow in these words, and he should prepare his heart to set firmly and walk firmly on these positive directions, and he, ויתרצה לשם, he will become desirable before God. Even if the lowest level is the only level that's embraced, it's positive. Deed is the most fundamentally important element in the Torah. It is our drawing of holiness into this world to revelation of God's will in this world. It is our ultimate purpose, and what we don't bring into deed perishes with us at the time of our death. Although there is no greater deed than the study of Torah itself, therefore, the study of what to do and the actual study itself are both deeds, and therefore should be embraced wholeheartedly and run after. And in embracing this Torah and learning it yomam v'layla, day and night, we will ascend out of the base level of fear of punishment into the upper level of awe, of recognition and appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of God and His presence in the world. That recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world is for a purpose. That purpose is to inspire us and to move us to do more and to cause us to tremble before His awesomeness, to think even for a moment the possibility of sin would be something that would be crushing on one's being. For how can it be? How is it possible that there should be attached to one's individual self any element against God's will? Although that we're talking about always boils down to deed. Performing the mitzvot between ben adam lechavero, between one and his friend, ben adam lemakom, between a man and God. Be it the act of learning Torah, be it the act of gemilut hasadim, of doing loving kindnesses for other. But everything must come to a action. It must come to a state of being. That's our purpose. That's why God created us. To do and to reveal His will through our actions. Va'amru rabotenu zichronam levracha, our rabbis of blessed memory have said, kol alomed ve'enu makayem, anyone who learns and does not establish it, does not fulfill it, does not make it part of who he is and what he does, noach lo shnepecha shliato al panav v'lo yotza la'avir olam, it's better that his placenta should have been turned upon him and he would not have come into the world. Better if this person would have never been born. For what purpose does man have if not to serve his Creator? Man was not created for his self-indulgence. Man was created to be divine in the physical. That means to say, to be a living, breathing mitzvah machine. The idea, though, of machine here is the one with a heart, one of passion. A singular focus to return to Hashem and to lift the entire world around us into a state of betterment, a state of good, a state of holiness. Fifth motivator is remember Baser Jimei Tshuva, on the 10 days of Tshuva that exist between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hayere devar Hashem libo yachil bikirbo bazato ki kol ma'asav besefer nechnamim. ובעת ההיא אלוקים יביא במשפט את כל המעשה על כל נעלם עם טוב ועם רע, כי אדם נידון בראש השנה וגזר דין שלו נחתם ביום הכיפורים. These 10 days are days that one must place upon himself the understanding that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reviewing that which has been written over the course of the entire year, all his deeds, be them revealed before others, be them in the privacy of his own home, nothing is hidden from God. And that Rosh Hashanah will be the day of judgment, and the sealing of his will fall out on Yom Kippur. Throughout the entire year, A person should recognize that everything that occurs is taken account for. Nothing slips by Hashem. Nothing is overlooked. Nothing. When a person recognizes that he's going to stand before a court, he's going to stand before a king in this world, he's not going to have tremendous fear and trepidation of what can befall him. He's not going to go and find every possible means to set himself straight, to be able to walk out from the court successful. He's not going to find a way to be able to escape from any possible damage to come upon him. When a person sets upon his heart the fact that he will stand before the courts of heaven, he will awaken within himself a passion to live and survive. The most basic element to live and to exist. When a person realizes that his interactions with God are not just on an everyday basis, for an everyday basis, those interactions exist, but the Kaddish Baruch Hu meets out a slowness to anger. On a daily basis, we may not find that we are communicated with about every single element of where we've gone wrong. But ultimately speaking, everything will come before the courts.
לכן מה נועלו היוצאים לפועלם ולעבודתם עד הערב בימים הנוראים ימי הדין והמשפט ואין הם יודעים מה יהיה משפטם.
How then foolish is it for those that on these days of awe when they set in goes off and does his daily actions without taking to heart that he will be judged in just moments from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. A person doesn't know what the outcome of the judgment will be. Even if a person thinks, I've led a pretty decent life, one must understand that as he develops, so too is the fineness of judgment upon him. One never knows how he will walk out from the courts.
ורואי לכל יראי אלוקים למעט בעסקיו להיות רעיוניו נחיתים לקבוע ביום ולילה איתים להתבודד בחדריו ולחפש דרכיו ולחפור.
It is only proper, certainly during these days of awe, but at all times for a person to minimize his business dealings, to minimize his social life, at least to some degree, all the time, but in particular during these 10 days of Tshuva, and to take time day and night to seclude himself and to search into his ways and to look carefully and to honestly assess his situation. The only way to be able to cure a disease is by first making an honest diagnosis of what is wrong. Then the trufot, then the medicines can be applied.
Ulakadem ashmurot,
to begin this approach as soon as possible, from the very waking in the morning, a person should already be taking a careful look at himself and his life, and making honest assessments and setting clear plans for growth.
Ulitasek b'dachei atshuva v'kishron ha'maaseh,
to have dealings in the manner of tshuva, in the manner of return, of returning, and of adjusting and straightening his ways so that they should all be proper.
V'lishpoch siach, v'laset tfila uverina ulahapil tehina,
and to pray, to beseech his Creator,
va'et et ratzon va'tfila nishma ba.
And during those times when a person secludes himself, in particular when he's looking over, and all the more so during the days of awe, these words, these prayers are accepted and desirable to God.
ומצוות עשה מן התורה להעיר אדם את רוחו לחזור בתשובה ביום הכיפורים.
It is a positive commandment, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, that a person should awaken within his spirit to return to God on the day of Yom Kippur.
על כן, הזהירנו הכתוב שנטהר לפני השם בתשובתנו, והוא יכפר עלינו ביום הזה לטהר אותנו.
And so, the psukim and the Torah teach us that we must purify ourselves before God by doing tshuva, and Hashem will atone for us all of our sins and bring us to a state of purity. On a practical daily level, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at our lives, looking at what we are doing. On a small level, every day, we should be moving through the motions of introspection, of return, and careful working on plans to set our life straight for, ultimately speaking, we are judged on many different levels. And we should fear judgment, for no one is perfect. No one but Hashem.